Talinder works it down low, chases after it himself. He left it to Roy, trying to jam it in, he scores! Derek Roy crunched it in behind the goaltender Backstrom, and Buffalo has won it in overtime!
The Sabres win again to make it seven straight without a loss. Rick Jenneret, the call on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo. Derek Roy had the game winner, and Thomas Vanek scored again. He has goals in six of the Sabres' seven games, and in the one he didn't score, he had the deciding goal in the shootout. It was a long time coming, but Calgary finally has a win over Washington.
Weissman on left wing into the Calgary zone, dropping it back to Green. Green shot is blocked in the faceoff circle by O'Coin, and now the Flames are out to center ice. The power play is over. The Flames centering to Lombardi. The shot scores! Matthew Lombardi! Flames lead! 2-1.
Peter Maher, the call on the Fan 960 in Calgary as Matthew Lombardi scored a minute 42 after Jerome Iginla to lift the Flames over the Caps 2-1. It's Calgary's first win over Washington since 1999. Joel Quenneville is the new man behind the bench in Chicago. The Blackhawks couldn't beat one of Quenneville's former teams in his debut as they blew a 3-1 lead before falling to St. Louis, but they got the job done against Vancouver.
The X after the puck at center, he and Patrick Kane fighting for it, and now it comes free to Versteeg. To Kane, in on the left wing, drop feed, sharp, shoots, he hit the post, now it goes in off Luongo. Sharp's second goal of the game. Hitting the post, but then banking it off the goaltender, and it's 4-1.
John Shorthouse, the call on the Canucks Radio Network is Patrick Sharp's second goal of the game, capped Chicago scoring in a 4-2 triumph. Martin Brodeur is approaching Terry Sawchuk's all-time shutout record. He's five away after stonewalling Dallas.
Behind the net, Mike Ribeiro centers one, and a save made by Brodeur. Avery was in front, big-time stop by Brodeur. Now here's a giveaway, Ribeiro moves in, backhand save Brodeur, rebound, he covers up. A giveaway by Colin White, but Marty Brodeur, mano a mano with Mike Ribeiro, turned back the shot and covered up the loose puck.
Matt Laughlin, the call on WFAN in New York as Brodeur denied his nemesis, Sean Avery, as well as Mike Ribeiro, two of 21 saves in a 5-0 whitewashing of the Stars. The Flyers headed west to face San Jose, but one of the newest Sharks took a bite out of Philly.
Earhoff the drive, high and wide. Rebound Thornton in the corner, he's got Boyle in front. There's the pass, Boyle shoots, he scores! Dan Boyle wins it in overtime in a brilliantly executed play. The Sharks come from behind, and they win it 5-4.
Dan Ruzanowski, the call on 98.5 K-Fox in San Jose, as Dan Boyle completed the Sharks' comeback. Detroit took care of the Rangers in overtime as Marian Hossa opened his Red Wings goal-scoring account.
Here comes Datsyuk through center ice, 1-on-3 with a trailer. Moves it away from Redden, into the corner, on his backhand, moves away from a check. In front, Hossa scores! His first goal as a Detroit Red Wing! 300 in his career, and the Red Wings win 5-4.
Ken Cal, the call on 97-1, the ticket in Detroit as Hossa scored 23 seconds into the extra session to get the Wings the win. So Hossa has his 300th NHL goal, while Sidney Crosby continues to add to his totals. In one game, a 4-1 victory over Toronto, Crosby had a hand in all of the Penguins' goals, scoring one and helping on the other three. The four-point night gave him his 100th career goal, 200th career assists, so consequently, his 300th career point. Mike Lang with the call on the Penguins Hockey Network.
Here's the pass into the Leafs end. Joseph knocking the puck away from Crosby, but he gets it, puts it back in front, off the body of Grabowski in the net, and Crosby will score his 100th NHL goal. The Penguins will lead 3-1. With a little help from his friends.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.